One of the interesting characters in Chinese Chan literature is Hui Neng. He is referred to as the sixth Chan or Zen ancestor. He is said that he had lived in the 7th century of the Common Era in southern China, which was considered by the people in northern China as being populated by barbarians. So Hui Neng was a poor beggar who sold firewood to support himself and his mother, who was a widow. One day while in the city selling his firewood, he heard a monk chanting a line from the Diamond Sutra. Let your mind flow without dwelling on anything. Upon hearing this, he had a sudden experience of awakening, but he wanted to know more. So he asked the monk what this line was. And the monk explained that it was from the Diamond Sutra, and he had learned it from his teacher, Hongren, who was the abbot of a monastery in northern China. So Hui Neng became determined to go and see Hongren himself. So he left his life behind. He found someone to look after his mother and headed north. He eventually arrived at Hongren's monastery and asked if he could become a student. Hui Neng was accepted and sent to work as a rice pounder, which was considered a menial job. And as a laborer, he wasn't allowed in the Buddha hall. By the time Hui Neng arrived, Hongren was an old man, and he wanted to appoint someone to take his place. It's said that many monks lived there as his students, so he devised a contest. He asked everyone to write a short poem expressing their insights into reality. One of Hongren's students, Cheng Xu, was considered the best in the temple. Everyone thought he would win the contest, so no one else even tried. So Cheng Xu wrote this poem. The body is like a Bodhi tree, and the mind a mirror bright. Carefully polish it every day, and let no dust alight. Master Hongren praised this verse, but he didn't name Shen Shu his successor. Hui Neng was illiterate, so he had someone read the verse to him. He then composed his own verse and had that person write it for him. From the start, there is no Bodhi tree, nor a stand of a mirror bright. Buddha nature is ever pure. Where can the dust alight? Hongren saw Hui Neng's verse and called him into his room. There he declared him the sixth patriarch in a private ceremony. He then sent Hui Neng away and instructed him to go into hiding for a few years until people were ready for the teachings again. And he warned Hui Neng that there could be some very angry monks that might go looking for him with evil intent, which was said to have happened, but that's another story. So Hui Neng's later teachings are considered to be expressed in the Platform Sutra, and he shows up in a couple of koans, including the one about the flag and the wind, which I talked about at another time. Now, we should keep in mind that according to current scholarship, the story of Hui Neng might be somewhat fictionalized and comes from later teachers who sought to support his sudden enlightenment view of practice. Be that as it may, it's a good story. And I thought we might look at the two poems this morning. First, Shen Xu's poem. The body is like a Bodhi tree, and the mind a mirror bright. Carefully polish it every day, and let no dust alight. Isn't this our practice? Each day, moment by moment, we make our effort to be present and to notice our tendency to get caught by our habitual reactions. When we see that the dust of our ideas and beliefs are clouding our perception, we gently wipe them off and return to just this moment. We don't need to do something special since we polish the mirror of our perception simply by noticing our attachments, and by themselves they fall away. Shen Shu is reminding us that this is a lifelong effort, the foundation of which is our Zazen, our sitting practice. He advises that we train ourselves to be diligent, persistent, mindful, and that there is no measure of success that we can point to. There is only this ongoing practice, moment by moment, day by day, for the rest of our life. So, Huaining's verse. From the start, there is no Bodhi tree, nor stand of a mirror bright. Buddha nature is ever pure. Where can the dust alight? If Shen Shu's verse was about how we practice, Wei Ning's was about why we practice. We might say the foundation of our practice. He reminds us that from the beginning, before our parents were born, there is only this one true nature. He calls it Buddha nature. But this is just labeling that which is formless and has no label, and yet manifests as all form. No Bodhi tree, no mirror bright, just this ordinary tree and mirror, just this body-mind experiencing. For Huaining, Buddha nature is the true nature of all beings. It doesn't need to be purified. He suggests that we aren't engaging in a practice of clearing or purifying our mind. Rather, we're trying to shift our perspective so we can see our true nature. Huaining's verse represents both the simplicity of Zen and the difficulty. We habitually want to use the mind to free the mind. But Huaining suggests that we simply have to let the mind be. Shen Shu offers us a very important teaching. It is up to us, day by day, moment by moment, to make our best effort to be just this moment experiencing and appreciate our life as it is. To notice when we get caught by our reactive habits and to open the hand of emotion thought, to let the dust of self-centeredness fall away. Huaining reminds us that we don't need to become a Buddha. We simply need to realize all of the ways that we convince ourselves that we are not. Shen Shu, by the way, became a renowned figure in Chan circles and even became the teacher of Emperor Swu. So he didn't do too bad either. Okay.